I recently heard a wedding sermon that began like this. In November of 1966, the year this parish was founded, there was a number one song that was written by Neil Diamond and first performed by a group called The Monkees. No, not our relatives. But you may know it when it was redone and covered by Smash Mouth in the movie Shrek. And it begins like this. I thought love was only true in fairy tales, meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me, that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. What's the next line? Now I'm a believer. Love is one of those things that none of us has ever seen, but almost everyone believes in. If we could see love, we would never have to ask someone, do you love me? I would look at your face and I would say, yeah, love, love, oh man. But I can never see love. And as long as you are in any relationship, your parents, your husband, your wives, your friends, you will have to believe that they love you. Even if you live to be 100 years old, you will still ask that question, do you love me? And you will answer, yes, I do love you, and I believe that you love me. Because faith is so important, that's why one of my favorite verses is right before the Plastoveh Ochenash that all of you will sing on key, because I have a sore throat. Is that we may spend the rest of our life in peace and repentance. Repentance is that change of mind that people usually associate with being sorry for something you did wrong or being even guilty about something you did wrong. But that's not the true meaning. I love you enough to try to become a better person one more time, in spite of my personal history, in spite of my failures. It's not because I feel sorry, because I feel guilty, because I let myself down, but because I love you enough to try one more time to become a better person for you. And the early Christians that said, if you live this way, you will see that life will be very fair to you. Because in Plast we have Velika Hara, the great game, the big game of life, and you have to know the rules. And for the early Christians, the rules were like this. For a Christian to live this life, it's not there for us to have good things happen to us, but for us to become good. And at the end of your life, no matter what you go through, how much you love and how much you are disappointed in love and how you may disappoint in love, you can always make a new start every day. And at the end of your life, you will see life will have been very fair to you because you will always become the person you have chosen to be. Never let anyone use you as a puppet, manipulate you, or say that things are impossible to you, because love begins with faith, and everything in the sciences and in this world begins with a person who imagines the unimaginable, who says, I believe I can do this with my God and with my faith. This can happen to me. And so people may say, follow your dreams, but the Christians say, you are the dream. And no matter what people will judge about you, your failures and your successes, if you become a good person, if you believe in love and make it easy for people to love you, you will have succeeded and life will be very fair to you, because at the end of your life, you will become the loving, faithful person you have always wanted to be. Slava Isusu Hristu!
Slava.